The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are not necessarily representative of the Coalition or of any other entity. This content is intended for mature audiences only.
What is going on, people? Welcome to Throw Down Your Questions, episode 321. I'm your host, Tony Polanco, and tonight I'm joined by Emilio Lopez.
Sup, people? How's it going?
Carlos Romero.
Yo, yo, yo.
Brett Murdoch.
What's up?
And Adam Vale.
Bit an A.
All right. No Chris action tonight. He needed the Odin sleep because of the children's. And Brian got too fucking drunk. He can't do the show tonight. I'm not even making that up. He got too fucking drunk. He can't do the show. Oh, man. Wild shit on the throwdowns, man. You already
bachelor,
know.
Bachelor excuses.
He's not bachelor. He's fucking. He has a girlfriend.
Oh, yeah. Forgot about that.
Yeah, he has a girlfriend. You know? So I hope everybody had a good weekend. Fucking cold. Some places where snow wasn't supposed to snow, like Austin, like where Chris lives. You know?
Everywhere in Texas is snowed.
What the
fuck? Pretty much everywhere. Man.
We lent you some of our weather, Carlos. You know what I'm saying? Got it.
That shit was crazy, man. There was like a 10-car pileup on the freeway. What? And it's like, yeah, man, people don't know how to drive under those conditions here.
Yeah, you guys had, like half an inch and shit, and the whole city just goes.
Exactly, nuts. Man. Exactly. You
know, meanwhile, over here, we had like 15 inches the other day. The next day, we were back at it. We're like, all right, we got shit to do, bro.
Yep.
That's how we roll right here.
That's why I was joking with Chris the other day. He's like, yeah, man, we're getting snow. And I was like, yeah, I'm sure you were like looking around at everybody just like, ha, 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 ha.
Yeah, that's how Chris was. He was like, whatever, man. This ain't nothing.
I know this.
This ain't even snow. It's just a little wet. It's a little wet. All right, man. So unless anybody wants to say anything up front, we can just get started, man, with these questions. Let's fucking do this, man. All right. First up, we got a question. Actually, first two questions are questions. One from John Christ. You posted it too late for me to see. Another one's by Roman Ronan. I actually forgot to actually ask the question last week. So we're going to do those two, and then we're going to start with the fresh questions. So
Roman Ronan's like, this motherfucker.
This motherfucker. But to my credit, though, he even said, like, oh, I don't know if my question's pertinent. And I'm like, yeah, it's all pertinent, unless it's something stupid, which it wasn't. You know? So this question is from Mr. John Christ. By the way, he did ask us how we were doing and how we were coping with the Rona, but that's more of a question for AMA. That's not really for the gaming show, but we're good. We're all good. You know, everybody's alive, thankfully. Yeah, we're all doing good. But his main question here is, with the DualSense, PlayStation DualSense controller not working with phones yet, making remote play broken for its intended use, what do you think would do better on the market? A Razer Kishi style add-on for phones themed for PlayStation 5 or a Vita 2? All right. For you guys who don't know, the Razer Kishi is basically like two controllers you strap to the side of your phone. You know, play like a Switch, basically, you know? So he's asking, would that be better? Like a Kishi that has like a PlayStation 5 type of theme or a Vita 2? I'm going to say the Kishi because Sony ain't doing no more portables. That shit is done. That shit is done, you know? But I want to touch on the other part of it. I didn't know that remote play wasn't working yet. But that also doesn't surprise me either because the PlayStation 5 just came out, you know?
Remote play works, but it doesn't work. It works on PS4, but the thing about it is that it doesn't... as Brett tested it out, it doesn't work very well. Number one, and it doesn't work on this baby.
Uh-oh.
It doesn't work on this Vita that I'm holding in my hand.
Yeah, I wish the frame didn't skip the 2 seconds of fucking. All right, there we go. Somebody just got called.
No, it's the Vita. Okay. It's the Vita.
Tell us about remote play because I haven't tested remote play in years, and I only did it on my PC. I had no idea you could do it through your phone. I had absolutely no idea.
Go ahead, it was something that didn't really work because I had seen so many people try it and just get so close. But, you know, the best that you get is like this kind of unvalley, or uncanny valley kind of thing where you feel like everything is slightly disconnected. Although Microsoft does a pretty good job of it. So that kind of changed my opinion too. Sony just sucks at this. There's no two way around it. They've promised it for, what is this, two generations now? And they've never done a satisfactory job of it. It doesn't matter if you're in the same room. It doesn't matter if you're hooked up the same network. It doesn't matter if you're on Wi-Fi. It doesn't fucking matter. I have not had, and you know, I'm sure there's somebody that's gotten it to work, maybe in the chat, and that's going to tell me how wrong I am. And you may be right, but I've never gotten it to work what I would consider adequately. Not the kind of thing I would want to, you know, hook up to, like, you know, go to work and then, you know, hook in and play my PlayStation games on my Vita. Like, no, that shit just straight up doesn't work.
Yeah, if you're doing it through the Vita, the best part of the place to sort of do it is at home. If you're doing it over a network, or your internet, it doesn't work that right. Even in your own home, it can be a bit spotty, even though you're running off of your own network. So it's eh. I've run a remote play on my phone before, and it doesn't run too bad. But who the fuck wants to play on their fucking phone?
Yeah, my thing is remote play. I tested it on my PC. Works fine, but you know, it's the opposite of bread. I had a good experience with it. My thing is, why am I going to do that when I have the PlayStation 4 literally right there? You know, so for me, remote play works as intended. As a matter of fact, I remember this was years ago. We did a few streams where I had to play it remote play on my PC because I just had issues with my microphone and stuff. So I just did it like in front of my PC, remote play, and it worked fine. I had no problems whatsoever, but. Again, why am I going to play it like that, you know?
And it's a wired connection.
Yeah, everything's wired.
Of course it's going to be good.
By the way, right before I let you go on, this is why when I review things like Stadia and, GeForce Now, I always have to make that caveat in my review. I'm like, I have literally the best possible connection you could think of, so your results may vary, you know?
No, your results will vary. I mean, being plugged into... having both things plugged into Ethernet really isn't much of remote play. I mean, it kind of is, but you're hooked up to a PC 4 feet from you. Yeah, that's. I would almost say that's unrealistic world expectations. Because just like you said, you have your PlayStation there. Why are you going to use your PC?
Yeah, exactly. But I'm saying you need very optimal settings. It's not unrealistic because obviously I got it to work, so it's fucking realistic. But it's not something everybody's going to be able to do, you know?
Well, that's what if you have it, if you have it in, if you have it somewhere
that's
else.
That's like saying, supermodels don't have realistic bodies. They're real people. They have real bodies. Get the fuck out of here. Anyway, go on.
It's unrealistic to expect to want to use that function through a wired Ethernet connection 4 feet away. By the time you get to the circumstances where it's working, it's pointless to even have. That's my point.
The guys in the chat say they had no problems with the remote play.
Under what circumstances? You guys didn't get bad lag and spotty and shit dropping?
I'll read some right here. Blitz says, he tried it on his iPad and Galaxy and both worked well, but not really interested in playing PS games like that. And then Logic Win says, I played Persona 5 via remote play on my old PC. It worked better than I expected.
Yeah, PC. I don't know why people are remote playing on their PC. This intrigues me. Remote play through PC, I think it's probably just a whole different story. And if that's kind of where they were framing it, that's awesome. But I was kind of more talking about the fact they were talking about like, oh yeah, man, you can play your PlayStation games on the PSP. I mean, dude, I can't even stream with a wired connection 10 feet away from my PS5 to my PS4 and it'd be usable. And I have a good home network. I'm not even sending it out to the internet. I don't know why it's not good.
Manny, you're muted.
Through multiple...
I'm just saying,
I mean... Multiple spaces, that's all I was saying.
Yeah, go ahead,
For me, remote play has always had, even in the best conditions outside of the home, it's always had a little bit of lag. And for me, you know, just introducing any amount of lag that's above sort of a certain threshold for me, it's just unplayable. Even though it looks good... you know, it, there's no stutters or anything. It's just that, that slight input lag that just ruins everything for me. So it's, you know, it's, it just worked. I mean, remote play for me was never a feature that I was like too excited about. As far as going back to the question, I think the PS5 theme Kishi would work better. Vita 2 would be great, but I'm kind of like with Tony here. It's like handhelds are something that I'm not really looking forward to unless they're sort of like the Switch and they're kind of hybrids. So if there was like a PS5 hybrid portable machine,
hell yeah. PS5 Lite.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, a Vita 2, yeah, I love my Vita. I mean, you can see it on screen right there. Mm-hmm. It's a great machine. I had a PSP. I had a PSP 2000. I had the PSP Fat. They were great, but I think I'm sort of not excited. I mean, I had 3DS. I have all the fucking Game Boys, like Brett calls them, all the Game Boys. I'm over them. I don't think I need any of them anymore. Yeah, that's just how I am.
Yeah, I'm with you. You know me. I love the Vita. I still maintain it is the best dedicated handheld system of all time. But I'm a console gamer, man. I'm not going to be trying to play games portably. It's fucking stupid. I'm like, I have to. Okay, what am I going to do? Am I either going to play games portably or on my big ass TV? I'm going to play on my big ass TV. Fuck portability. You know, I want to play on the best shit possible. You know,
and for me, actually, like, I don't. Whenever, like, for Tony, maybe it's different. For Manny, maybe it's different. But for me, since I don't live in a huge metropolitan area, like, whenever I travel to a certain location, and Brian is, like, the best example of this. Like, he gets on the tube, and then he goes from his house to his work and stuff. I mean, not under the Rona stuff, but, you know, previously. For me, like, whenever I go from point A to point B, I have to drive. So there's just no point in me holding a handheld, you know, while I'm driving or anything, for my commutes, and, you know, working at playing at wherever I work isn't really something that I would want to do. I know Adam is different in that way. I mean, I think Brett too. And when I get on my social gatherings, I rather not play video games because most of my friends don't play video games like I do. And especially not like you guys do. Unless I meet you guys in real life, then that's the exception.
You ain't real friends. The fan.
Yo, man.
Adam, what's your take, man?
Bring it. I like them. I play my Switch. I mean, when I was going into the office, I would sit at my desk during lunch after I eat my lunch and just pop it up and play and do my thing. Remember, I beat a lot of games that way. I did my Diablo that way. I did that Marvel Ultimate Alliance that way. I'm cool with it. So I'm waiting for my Xbox portable one. So looking forward to that. I like that that ability to just have it where if I'm in my recliner in the living room and if everybody else is watching TV something, I can just take it out and play it. So I like that. I like having them.
Yeah, so you'd be down with a Kishi for like PlayStation?
No. What do you mean Kishi? The Kishis that we're talking about before, that was for your phones and tablets.
Yeah, so you'd rather have like a Vita
2? I want a dedicated, yeah. Okay, I don't want none of those because those never work right. They're always just emulators. I have a bunch of emulating devices that could do that.
Yeah.
And I don't need that. That's not what I want. You know, if Microsoft can make a modified Surface Pro, you know, make just a little slimmer because it's wide, like a tablet, just which it is, and then just slim it down and then have the attachment for the controller, then I'm good
so
to go.
So you wouldn't even rock with the NVIDIA Shield? You wouldn't rock with that either?
I have an NVIDIA Shield.
Okay, so you do like it then.
But that no, the NVIDIA Shield's not the same.
It's not portable.
It's not portable.
I thought it was portable.
No,
NVIDIA it's like Shield, a Roku.
It's like a Roku, but it's just got more processing power.
Then what the fuck am I thinking about then? The handheld NVIDIA thing. What's the name
of that? Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking about. There was a portable one too. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. I didn't know there was a non-portable NVIDIA Shield, you know?
Yeah, there's like a set-top box one of the NVIDIA Shield.
Oh, I had no idea. I thought it was, because I just remember the NVIDIA Shield being a handheld, you know?
No, but you're right. Yeah, there was one. I don't know what, the naming change or the same name, but yeah.
I don't know. Adam, say something. You were muted for a little bit.
I didn't.
Oh, yeah, you're good. Say what you got to say, so, bro.
Yeah, no, I have my NVIDIA Shield, and I can play Doom and all that stuff through the GeForce now. But that's just like a set top thing. Yeah, if it's for the handheld.
So not the hand, not the actual handheld thing. Gotcha.
No.
Yeah, that's what I want. I couldn't get my hands on it, but I wanted the NVIDIA Shield for my review of the GeForce. That would have been dope, you know. All right, man, let's move on. Next question.
I didn't go.
Oh, you? What's your take on it, Manny?
Well, I mean, I, of course, I was going to take the Vita 2, but that ain't happening.
That ain't happening. That's why I said, the Kishi, because that ain't happening. I want the Vita 2, but it ain't happening.
I'm not going to, to be honest.
Oh, here's the thing. I want the Vita 2 to exist, even though I, just being honest, I probably won't buy it, because again, I'm done with handhelds, but I would like it to exist, but I know that's not realistic. It would just bomb, you know?
By the way, I mean, it's... clarification here: NVIDIA Shield Portable and NVIDIA Shield TV.
That's interesting. I didn't know there was a TV version. TV sports.
sports.
Hey, Manny, go ahead, bro.
That's about it. Vita 2. I mean, I'm not going to just settle. Not just going to settle for essentially an iPad with two controllers, making it into a switch. So yeah, I'll just go with the Vita 2.
But yeah,
praying happening.
All right, people, that's it. Next we'll move on to Mr. Roman Ronins. This is also still about handhelds, ain't that something? I'm noticing a theme right now.
Yo man, they knew that I turned my they knew that I charged my Vita.
Yeah, they that's what they knew, man. All right. I'm not sure if this question is relevant to the present, considering the Switch is a hybrid console. But besides Pokemon, are there any series that you'd consider as handheld exclusives, not one-off handheld iterations of console games like Mario, Zelda, Assassin's Creed, Killzone, etc.? That's an interesting question. So, what series do you be like? That's a handheld series. Go ahead, Brett. I already hear you talking.
Pokemon.
Besides Pokemon,
he said besides Pokemon.
Oh, I didn't even hear.
He literally said besides Pokemon. Yeah.
My bad.
Besides Pokemon,
Brett. But you're in the right headspace, you know.
Until recently, Monster Hunter.
Yeah, that was the other one. I don't know, Boktai. I don't fucking know. Oh, I got one.
Boktai. That's like an old series.
I don't know.
I guess it counts.
It does count. It was handheld, wasn't it?
It's only ever existed on a handheld.
Yeah, but it's not a series. Only one game, you know. But guys, Super Mario doesn't count, actually. You know.
Does Fire Emblem count?
That was gonna be my next one.
It doesn't. Mm.
Discounting the fact that the Switch is a hybrid, by the way.
The Golden Sun is one of them. Advanced Wars is one of them.
That was ours.
There you go. Advanced Wars.
Professor Layton.
Elite maybe? Beat Agent. Is that handheld? All right. There you go. You guys are naming some stuff. I don't really rock with handhelds like that, so I don't know. I'm going to say Fire Emblem. Why not? Throw that in there.
Fire Emblem, funny thing about it Brain is it was
a crazy piggy, Dan.
What is it?
What happened, Manny?
Fire Emblem was a console game.
Oh, it was? I thought it was always
It became a handheld game. Kind of like the way Dragon Quest became a handheld game for a while.
For two iterations, that's right.
Yeah.
Golden Abyss. Remember, it can't be series, like, it can't be little versions of big console games. Understand?
Yeah, just purely, I mean, yeah, like, you can't say Gravity Rush anymore. Because Gravity Rush became a console game.
Yeah. Remember, the question specifically said, not iteration of console giants like Mario, Zelda, Assassin's Creed, Killzone, nothing like that.
The Bravely series.
Yeah. You know what? That's still... I'm gonna say yes because you know, just for the I'll allow it just for this. Bravely Default, there you go. That's a handheld series.
Bravely Default, Bravely Second.
It was gonna be a console one for me until I played it on my 4K TV. I'm like, nope. Those graphics look crusty, man. Then you play it on the Switch, you know, on the handheld version with that glaze over. I'm like, hey, it looks good now.
You know? I mean, Bravely Default 2 is
well, you're looking at it on a tiny screen.
Yeah. What happened, Carlos? Maybe you want now?
Bravely Default 2 is coming out pretty soon.
Yep, it's coming out in March, I believe. Correct me if I'm wrong, people. What else is coming out in March?
Because there's nothing wrong.
Yeah. Was there something else coming out in March? Oh, Yakuza Like a Dragon for the PS5.
March. Okay. Coming.
That was Brett's Adam's game of the year.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Yo, in Persona 5 Royal, somebody says a line like, oh, man, I can't wait to play Dragon like a Yakuza. Sega digging, you know, taking shots at each other, which is kind of fun. All right. I think we ran out of games to talk about, so let's move on to the next question. Da-da-da. All right. This one is actually our featured question of the night. Because it's topical, and it'll get hits. I'm just being real.
Yo, man, SEO, son, SEO.
SEO, that's what it's all about. All right, Mob Hits, quick and dirty question. Does the PlayStation 5 have a killer app right now?
Demon's Souls?
I don't...
I would say no.
Yeah, I'm going to get the guys in the chat mad. Nope. No, it doesn't.
Not yet.
Not yet.
Not even Demon's Souls?
The question is now, no, it doesn't.
Not even Demon's
Souls? Nah, Demon's Souls, I think...
That shit
Demon's
came out Souls fucking 12 years ago, man.
Yeah, it's not only a remake, which is okay, but like it's
not... a fantastic remake. Don't get us wrong, you know.
Yeah,
but come on,
especially
man.
The Chris edition.
Yeah, the Chris edition, you know.
But yeah, I don't think there's any killer apps as of today. You know, Miles Morales is a cross-gen game. Demon's Souls is a remake, which is a really good one, but yeah. It's still a remake, and I mean, it's not. It's not changing anything. It's not, you know, setting anybody's feet on fire or anything.
No, it's not setting your feet on fire, son. Oh,
you ain't played that shit in 24 days.
you know, that's the perfect thing, man. It's I have a PS5. I'm not compelled to play anything on it right now.
So you play that digital Monopoly.
Oh shit! I mean, if they get a chess app, that shit'll be fucking hot fire, man. Play that every day. Give me that trophy. Give me that platinum.
That's it, man. By the way, your boy, me and Adam, what am I talking about? Me and Adam got the platinum. Oh. The Division, man. Let's go. Yep.
Division all right, 2.
The Revenge. So to let everyone in the chat know, as a perspective from someone that is in the same chats as these guys, like we've been hearing about this game for the past couple of weeks now, like nonstop. They start chats every day, like, on the PSN thing to play this game, and I'm like, yo man, we don't get a trophy from watching all these things, man.
No, you don't, man. You gotta participate. You ain't jazz on, you know. I watched all of Mass Effect on Swing.
Trophy by association. Platinum by association.
Carlos exactly. Wants a participation trophy, you know?
Oh yeah, man. Gotta do it. Gotta have some.
Tony can send you that one. You can go to the local bodega and get one of those.
Yeah, there you go. Which craft weapon did I craft for the trophy? What was the one we did, Adam?
Chatterbox.
That's what we did. That was the easiest one. There's a couple others, but I didn't care which weapon I crafted as long as I crafted something for the trophy. You know,
the first one I did was the Liberty, the pistol, and then after that I crafted the Chatterbox, and then you wound up getting that trophy through the Chatterbox, and Chris also did the pistol.
Yeah, Chris is still working on his platinum. By the way, the reason we're talking about Division 2 right now is because the question is simple. No, PlayStation 5 doesn't have any app, a killer app right now.
Y'all so up and up on your PlayStation 5s, you ain't got nothing to play but old ass games.
That's it.
It's not that old. The
PlayStation, you know what the PlayStation 5's killer app is? Playing old games at 4K 60. That's the killer app.
You're essentially hey, welcome. Welcome to the next level. It's essentially a PlayStation 4 Double Pro.
Yep. Pretty much. All right, let's move on, man. That was a simple one. All right, the next one from Mr. Mob Hits. What or who is the toughest boss you've ever conquered in a game? Brett, just say Dark Souls and you're done.
Oh.
Bro, Brett, what happened? We lost Brett.
Brett's missing.
He rage quit.
Yo,
man, throw down Kirk.
He's mad. All right, I'll go first. And a lot of people won't even know this one because they're too young. Manny knows this one, though. Fucking Magneto from X-Men Trilogy of the Atom. Holy shit, that motherfucker.
Man. Oh, my God. He is so fucking cheap.
He's so cheesy.
Rise against me.
You know. Oh, my God. That guy gave me headaches, man. You know, gave us headaches.
Yeah, you need to listen to his speech all the time. It's like, do not rise against me. The human era is over. The mutant era has come.
I'm just glad he was like actually able to talk, unlike the first Magneto from the first X-Men arcade game. Welcome to die. You know,
welcome to die.
Well, the cool thing about X-Men Return of the Atom is they got the voice actors from the show, you know?
Yep.
Which is pretty cool. So that was my toughest boss.
R.I.P. to the actor who played Cyclops. He passed away pretty recently.
Oh, I didn't know that. All right, Manny, what's the toughest boss you ever conquered?
Oh, my God. What's his face? Fucking Sephiroth in Kingdom Hearts 1 and 2. Like, they have him as, like, a secret boss. Like, if you do a certain amount of things, you get a secret boss. He's so fucking cheesy. Like, he has, like, shit that'll just, like, if it just touches you, it'll just zap all your energy away. You got to do all kinds of crazy shit to keep yourself alive. Yeah, those were fucking hard.
Yeah, Adam.
There's been a few. The only one that keeps coming, even though it wasn't that hard,
the main one,
it was fun, was that God of War. Fighting that boss, fighting whatever, the dude that just kept coming back in that fight that just would never end. It was like the first time you had to encounter him. Remember in the Dad of War version?
Oh, you mean Baldur?
Was that, yeah, that was fucking crazy. That was just not something. It was so hard, but it was just fun. It was just so crazy. No,
we're talking about the hardest.
Talking about hard, really.
I don't fucking remember those. I black them out. I kill it and it's done.
I was disappointed with that motherfucker. I'm like, what? This is all we get? This asshole throughout the whole fucking game? Fuck this.
But it was like that second battle with him was a pain in the ass because you're trying to fight him at the same time you're on a moving object. It was like on that dragon and shit. I remember having to redo that a few times because I had to time the QTEs and all that shit. But it was one to remember. That's something I'm just thinking something memorable because bosses, you know, you fight them, you kill them, and you move on. You're like, all right, done.
Logic Win says his is Isaac Frost from Fight Night Champion. All right, he goes, I gave up. By the way, you know, I'll just throw this in here. The most recent boss I could think of is the final boss. I guess is Satan from Cuphead. Holy shit. That was the first time in my life where I stopped. After an hour, I couldn't beat this guy. I had to stop. And I felt genuine despair. I'm like, I can't beat this guy. I can't fucking do it. This is impossible. Came back the next day. And I wish it was one of those stories, just like the beast from Bloodborne, where I came back the next day, I killed it. I came back the next day, fought it for another hour, and then I finally beat it by the skin of my teeth. You know, oh my God, that was so. But I never felt that before. Like I was like, I can't do this, man. I gave up. I was just like, I can't. Oh man, that was brutal.
This game.
You know,
I think for that game, it's like for me, the final boss on Cuphead was actually easier than a couple of other ones. Like I thought the one previously, the dice guy, he was harder for me. He was harder for me than the devil was. And the hardest boss from that game for me was the fucking robot, man.
Oh, the
remember
robot
that flying robot?
Oh, yeah, that robot. Yo, by the way, that one, I finished that shit on a stream. And you should have heard me, man. I was fucking cursing in happiness, man. You know, when I finally beat it, you know? By the way, Piggy Dan, yes, I am aware that's an indie game. I do play indie games, you know. I just wouldn't nominate that for Game of the Year or anything, you know, because it's an indie game. But it was crazy, man. Oh yeah,
it was indie game of the year.
Oh yeah, for sure. You know, I do play indie games. I do like indie games, but come on, they're not. You can't compare it to a AAA game. But yeah, Carlos, that robot was fucking ridiculous. That fucking robot. Yo, by the way, the dice guy. Was it the dice guy or the card guy? The one before the Satan. Was that the card?
Yeah. It's both because there's a whole bunch of cards like running around for one of the levels, and he throws a dice, and that's where you go, and that's which like little mini boss you get.
Dude, the only reason I beat that fight is because the game fucking glitched on me, and he got stuck on one side of the screen, so I just stayed under him and just shot him. You know, I was like, holy shit, because he was fucking me up too. You know, Fergus, what's going on, brother? That's our Division 2 buddy right there, you know.
Did he get the plat?
He got the plat. He was the first one of us that got the plat. All right, let's try this again. Brett, are you back, sir? Going once. Going twice. Sold! All right, no, Brett. He's probably dealing with something. All right, also a special shout out to motherfucking Shao Kahn. Shao Kahn, man. Especially Mortal Kombat 3. Cheesy son of a bitch. you weak, pathetic fool. You know?
You weak, pathetic fool.
He was hard in Mortal Kombat 2, but in 3, he was especially cheesy. You know? You'll never win. All right.
You'll never win.
Man. All right. Move on. This question I wish Brian was here for, but, you know, what are you going to do?
Tony,
I have a question. All right. This is from... Oh, shit. Hold on. I almost skipped. I'm going to go to this one. I'll come back. All right. This is Villa Kyle. What should a modern day siphon filter be like? Would you remake the series or create a new story arc? How would it set itself apart from current titles in the military shooter genre? So I'm giving this to the Siphon Filter guy because I've never played this. Brian loves Siphon Filter. I never played him, but so you guys take it away.
Who's you guys?
Yeah, I'm looking at you right now.
I did Splinter Cell. The
two people that played Siphon Filter like hardcore are not here. Chris and Brian.
Whoa.
So, yeah. All right. You can't answer this question.
Okay. Carlos, for some reason, I thought you did. You know what we'll do, Villa Kyle? We'll answer this next week when we get the fellas back because none of us have played Siphon Filter here, man.
I never bothered to play it.
Don't trust anything Kimishima says.
Yeah, you better not, you know. Yeah, sorry about that, buddy. Can't answer the question. None of us have played that game.
Stay tuned next week. Yeah. We'll give you 3 questions.
Oh.
No.
That ain't happening.
Yo, man, gotta make up for this week. Gotta have some.
We'll give him an extra one, you know. All right. Next up, we got Jeff Main. All right, Jeff Main, I'm just going to flat out say it. Please reread what you wrote, bro, because we were like, what the fuck did this dude just ask? You know, I'm just being real, but I think I deduced it, what you want to ask us. So if we're wrong, let us know if we're wrong, but this is what I think you asked, because I'm sorry, your grammar and spelling was all fucked up. You know, the question is, what is the best exclusive game on Nintendo Switch? Some best question.
Exclusive game.
Yeah,
it's got to be that Marvel Ultimate Alliance 3.
That was it. That was like the most unexpected.
That
answer
was ever. Really random.
It is.
I was like, oh shit!
But it is an exclusive.
Yeah, that was to me. That was the best one because that one was fun and it wasn't a Mario or any of that other bullshit that they have. So,
oh, dude,
like, yeah, let's go. The fucking dirty plumber bullshit. Come on now, dude. Ain't from New York. He's bullshit. I don't like it. So I'll just stay with the real shit. I'll play with the superheroes, you know, Ghost Rider and all of them, Nicolas Cage, RIP, and then let's just have a good time.
Oh man! All right. I'm just going to say Mario Odyssey because that's the best, my favorite game because I don't really play Switch like that. So yeah, Mario Odyssey for me. What about
it's you? It's a me.
It's a me, Mario. But I do agree with Adam. He's not Italian. I think he's Mexican. That's what I think Mario is. That mustache gives you away, bro. You're one of us, man. Just saying. I know my people, man. I'm not Mexican, but I know my people. Just saying. So what about Mexicans, Carlos? What's your what do you think is the best game on Switch exclusive?
I think it is Super Mario Odyssey. I agree. Maybe it's between that and Super Mario Maker 2. Those are my two favorite games from the Switch. Yeah, Super Mario Odyssey is probably like kind of prime platforming for me. It's like it has the right amount of puzzles, the right amount of hidden things, you know, things you can do. The platforming is fucking amazing. So yeah, I'll go with Odyssey as well.
Yeah, I heard that clicking. By the way, I think Brett is back.
Oh, I didn't. It's
me. It's probably me clicking.
God, okay, we lost Brett. Brett down.
It's Breath of the Wild.
You already know it's Breath of the Wild.
It's Breath of the Wild.
Even though that's not a Switch exclusive, it's also on the Wii U.
Oh, that's true.
Oh, shit.
Just saying.
Carlos, you don't remember it was on the Wii U?
I don't forget, bro. I don't forget. You know?
He's like, Tony's like, I know.
All right. Moving on. Oh, we already did that question. Give me a sec here. I gotta get the other one because we did these a little bit out of as Gary would say, it's out or is Gary Swaby. Yo, Gary, I know you listen to the show, brother. When's the co-op coming back, man?
Yo, man. We need to hear that. We need to hear what you need to say,
yo,
man.
Yo, who was it? Somebody, one of those girls that does a show with Andrea Renee. She has a show called The Co-op. I'm like, hold on a second here.
Oh, yeah.
There's also a DJ who's had it for years, even before The Co-op podcast. That was, and when I remember when he first told me, oh, The Co-op, I looked it up, and it was a DJ, and he did some pretty good mixes, and it was called The Co-op.
You know, I think records together. I never said this to Rich or Gary before. I think they should have, you know, obviously they have had the co-op going for 10 years, but they should have called it The Co-op with a K, you know, to fit with the coalition. You know, then nobody could steal their shit. Yeah, no, Brian hasn't been here, bro. Hold on. Is that a joke because Brian doesn't talk? Oh, man. All right. Now we get to the next question. You know, this one is from, also from Villa Kyle. All right. How will the consolidation, I wrote that wrong. How will the consolidation of game development studios shape the future of gaming and the industry? With Microsoft owning 15 game developers, there's actually more than that. Sony at 16, Embracer Group up to 58, and Tencent being the major stockholder in a multitude of studios. This one of the questions I wish Chris was here to answer. He'd get deep into it. Mm-hmm. I don't really have anything smart to say. I'm just going to blab a bunch of shit. I hope it makes sense. You know, this is kind of like what you're seeing with, you know, major like Hollywood studios, how they all just merge and become these big entities. You're going to see more of that. But the thing is, you know, and this is really more for triple A's and stuff. You're going to see more of the same types of games, which, you know, people are already complaining about. You know, if you have like studios being gobbled up and becoming mega studios, they want their money back. They're not going to experiment too much. You may get a couple of things here and there, but for the most part, the more consolidation you get, the more genericness you get. You know what I'm saying? It's just, you know, like Chris always says, the Applebee's of games. That's pretty much what they're going for, you know? But I did want to add that Microsoft has like 20, because Bethesda alone or ZeniMax had like 20-something studios, right? So they got way more than 15. But it also depends on the company's culture, right? Sony generally tends to let studios do what they want. I know people talk about the Sony formula, but that's really kind of for their AAA games. Like, Gravity Rush ain't like Uncharted. You know what I'm saying? And Uncharted ain't like Patapon. So they do that. Microsoft, I still don't really know what their identity is anymore. Like, they used to be the hardcore bro X extreme Doritos injected into my veins. But you could see they're trying to break away from that, which is good because that shit is, you know, that shit is played out. It doesn't work anymore. And Tencent, it's just a big fucking, you already know how my feelings about fucking, you know, communism. I'm like, I don't like all that communist money being injected into gaming like that. That's what they are. They're owned by China people. I'm not saying anything crazy. They're fucking communists, you know, so I feel very uneasy.
Well, they're also capitalists because those motherfuckers just gobble everything up.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, they're taking like the worst aspects of both if you think about it. But you guys already know my feelings about any of those big Chinese game companies. So, yeah, that's my take on it. I think, you know, more consolidation is going to keep happening. We're going to keep getting more of the games that work, which is at this point games as a service games. You know, anything you guys want to add?
I kind of agree. Some of the issues like EA, like whenever they acquire stuff, it's like every game has to be a triple A game.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I kind of like, even though with Microsoft acquiring like a Ninja Theory, I think I like sort of the direction that Ninja Theory is still going to make kind of double A games. Like Senua's Sacrifice 2 or whatever it's going to be called is, it's not going to be a triple A game. It's going to be like more like a double A type of game, sort of like in Bleeding Edge before that was like that too. So
if it becomes a double A game, which I agree with you it will, that already elevates it from what it used to be, because it was just a straight up indie game before. You know that this game's gonna be big. It's gonna be big now, you know. Maybe not that's Uncharted true. Big, but it's already been elevated, you know, so it's getting closer to that triple A, man.
But you know it's not gonna be, you know, like this huge open world Senua Sacrifice with the looter shooter aspects and all that other fucking bullshit.
I'm gonna make a prediction right now.
Oh no!
It's not anything crazy. If Senua's Sacrifice does really, really well, I think Senua's Sacrifice 3 will be a big AAA open world game. if the second one does well. I think they're going to go like, fuck, this is our game. We finally got one. Let's fucking go. Because Microsoft needs that, man. They don't have that right now, you know?
Yeah, that is true. That is true. I don't think this is the type of game that would do that, but
no.
You never know.
Like I said, if the second one does well, I wouldn't be surprised. Anyway, continue, sir.
Yeah, but like, you know, it's just depends on the studios. They're all gobbling up all these, you know, lower tier studios. Like, they probably all just want to make the biggest game possible that gets the most amount of money. You know, it's I'm not really a big fan of it, you know, consolidating all these studios into this huge corporation. Especially when the little guy or the heads of those indie studios don't have as much say over what gets made and how, you know, how the stuff gets baked. I'm kind of wary on that. Unless it's like a studio that was struggling, or a studio that was, you know, it was going bankrupt, or maybe they're a studio that has a lot of assets, a lot of IPs, but they really haven't done anything in the last couple of years. I think that's sort of like an injection of life. I kind of like that sort of like, never mind. I don't think I can't come up with a good example right now, but if that example happens, then that's the kind of acquisitions and consolidation that I approve of.
You want to say it?
No, I can't think of an example where it's like a failing company gets, you know, acquired by someone, a big corporation, and it's like they got better.
Yeah, that's true. I can't think of, that would be cool if that ever did happen, you know, but yeah, I can't think of anything. All right.
What's going on with Respawn?
Respawn, but they weren't really failing, though, you know?
No, but it's still working out. They're getting bigger IPs. They got that Star Wars
shit. But Respawn was always sort of like part of EA in a way. Like,
yeah, they
were always really partnering. Yeah. Because they branched off of Call of Duty, they were Infinity Ward, and they just, you know, they created their own studio, those guys, and they're like, okay, let's, you know, because Titanfall 1 like published by EA,
I believe so.
Microsoft funded the shit though.
Yeah,
remember that was a whole thing.
Correct us in the chat. Who published the first Titanfall? Pretty published, sure, not developed. Published.
Yeah, it was Microsoft that paid for it, because that one never came over to PlayStation.
All right, what about the rest of you guys? Anything to say about consolidation happening in games?
It's inevitable.
It's already happening.
We see it with cable channels. We see it with all this shit going on now. And we see it with the cell phones. Remember, there were so many providers, and then they all get gobbled up. It's just what happens. Yeah,
I remember a day when we used to have multiple game stores.
Yeah, that was another thing. Then GameStop started gobbling them up. No, it was Software Central gobbling, then GameStop, and then Barnes & Noble's owned Software and Central, and then bought GameStop, and then bought Funko Land, and there you go. And that's where we are now.
Oh, shit, I didn't know Blue Point Games made Titanfall for the 360. They did a port.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
Yeah, I think so. I think they did.
Yeah, they did. No, it says it right here. So the publisher was Electronic Arts, the first game. Developed by Respawn.
I remember because, you know, they were Activision, and they went they crossed the Atlantic into the EA territory.
Fergus, we got you, bro. We'll answer your question. Next.
Yeah, man, shout out to Fergus, man.
Yeah, you already know, man. We'll answer both of your questions, man. Happily answer both of them. Maybe just copy and paste, you know. All right, it's moving on.
I mean, I have an answer.
Go ahead, man.
As much as I don't like the consolidation stuff, because I feel like all that consolidation stuff does, if any of these companies start going bad, that just means that we probably might not have them ever making things that we wanted them to make anymore. You know, like, case in point, anybody who gets picked, most companies that get picked up by EA. Right, literally, all those bunch of companies, IPs. You know, you have you literally have a situation where you a Dead Space, one of the most beloved horror, you know, survival horror type shooter games. And what happened? They literally fired everybody, and then now they're making a spiritual successor game at some other place.
Yeah, but that one was understandable because the last one flopped. The last one
flopped because EA wanted to put a bunch of shit that shouldn't have been in a fucking Dead Space game in there. What was that game? It was essentially becoming Gears of War.
It was trying to do something, but they could have going with it. The fact that it didn't make money. The best example would be Skate 3. That made money. That made double profits, and then they just did nothing. Why do you do that when you're making money? That's the shit that I don't understand. Dead Space 3 didn't make any money. They lost money on that, so it makes sense.
It's the situation where they put it that because they are the higher company and they start saying what they should be putting inside of their game. Again, bunch of shit in that Dead Space game that shouldn't have been there. You have stuff like what's going on with Apex Legends, another one of those things. It's like they're sticking their nose into shit that they don't really need to be sticking their nose into. Really just letting these people sort of come up
Which came first, Resident Evil 5 with the co-op or Dead Space 3 with the co-op? Because I felt like it was Resident Evil 5 trying to do their version of that. I remember playing it. I was like, are they trying to do the co-op? Because the whole experience of, you do one part and I'll do the other. And it's real creepy and scary. And we'll talk each other to it.
One thing about horror is it doesn't work when there's more than one person there.
Oh, yeah. Adam, damn. Did you think Dead Space got it? Did it first?
I wasn't sure. No, I thought Resident Evil did it first.
Oh, no. They did it first by 4 years.
Dead Space?
Yeah, Resident Evil 5 came out in 2009, and Dead Space 3 came out in 2013.
Okay. Yeah, because that's what I was thinking. I remember playing it, and I remember saying, damn, it played like something else. In my mind now, I'm thinking that it was Resident Evil, because I had that one. And it was like, it's a survival horror type of thing, but they're trying to do the co-op. And it was really, it wasn't that good. And I beat it, last year or the year before. Year before, me and my buddy decided to go back through it. And we always talk shit about that game. We never finished it, so we did it. He went back and finished.
No, but Manny's point is right. It's like, how are you going to be scared when you got another guy running around with you making jokes, you know?
Yeah, it doesn't work. Resident Evil, that's why, at least when I was playing the Resident Evil with the guys, I mean, it wasn't scary. It was more fun than scary because you were with somebody. I mean, I barely even, paid attention to the story when it was two players. Yeah. It's also another thing. You can't really be an immersive storytelling game with somebody else being a dick or just hanging out in the background, you know?
So. Yeah, that's why when I played those, like Division or something, I just skip all that shit. Like, there's no point, you know? By the way, John Christ, thank you for subscribing, sir. Appreciate that. You know, I'll read your comment. He's been subscribed for 6 months. Awesome. He goes, damn, 6 months already. Totally worth every moment. Made good friends here. That's what's up, bro. That's what's up.
That's what friends.
Appreciate that, man.
And by the way, John, we answered your question because you asked us your question that was meant for last week's show very late. So I didn't get to it. So I answered it right at the top. It was about the Kishi and the Vita 2. We got some good conversation out of that. And he also says he's dropping in just to say that I got the freaking completion in Immortals. My man, he was missing one trophy, you know?
What if he liked the new update? Apparently they fixed some shit that was fucked up since launch.
I want to play that game. It looks cool, but I just don't want to play another big, massive open world game at the moment. Here's the thing. I don't consider this is going to sound really crazy. I don't consider Division 2 a big open world game, even though it is. You know why? Because I don't have to trudge through the world. I just go to waypoint to waypoint to waypoint, mission. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's stuff in the really, yeah, like, there are collectibles, but they don't really mean anything. There's no surprises along the way. So I don't really feel that game as, like, you know what I'm saying? Well, I don't feel like, oh, my God, it's so overwhelming.
What are you talking about? I mean, we come across heavies and all kinds of shit that...
No, but you know what I'm saying? But it's the standard... surprise. It's not like when you're playing Reddit 2, it's like, what the fuck is this? What did I just find? What is this?
You
don't get shit like that in Division 2.
Like in Valhalla. Valhalla has some weird surprises.
Yeah.
Shit that don't make sense.
All right. Anybody else want to answer this? Consolidation. Take that as a no, so we'll move on.
Consolidation.
I'm sure. I mean, I already answered, but I'm sure Brett would have something interesting to say.
Of course he would, but, you know, he's busy with his dog or something. All right.
You got dogs.
All right. Next up, Mr. Black Metal Gamer. Now, Black Metal Gamer, we can't answer your first question, bro. You're trying to get us in trouble.
you man, we're going to get in trouble, man.
You know what? I'm not even going to even hint at what he's asking. If you guys are in the Discord, you could look at all the questions that were asked. We ain't answering that question. You're trying to get us in trouble here. You're trying to get us in trouble, bro. He also asked us what our favorite gaming magazine was from back in the day, but we've answered that a long time ago, sir.
PlayStation Underground.
Yeah, there you go. So, the question we will ask
GamePro.
Yeah, we answered this a million times before. All right. So his actual question will be for this week: what people in the gaming community or industry would you like to see appear in South Park, whether as a nice appearance or getting roasted?
That's a good one.
Yeah, that is a good question. I like that one better than the other one that would get us in trouble. I'm gonna say I don't watch South Park anymore. I found the show boring. Like after the movie, I'm like, oh, this show is always gonna look this bad. It's never gonna look good, you know. So I had to stop because I just dealt with it. I'm like, okay, whatever. Like then when the movie was coming, I thought, oh, maybe they'll make the animation look better. Maybe the characters look better. Nope, it still looks stupid. So I'm like, I can't deal with this anymore. You know, with that said, I want them to rip it. Just how fucked up. I want to see Ninja get ripped apart on that show. If he hasn't already, that would be funny.
He probably has. I mean, I think the obvious one is
Jeff Keighley,
man.
I knew it.
He's going to come in as the Doritos Pope. And you know, he's going to try to get everyone to subscribe to his, you know, Doritos religion of Mountain Dew and Doritos. But there's a lot, man. There's, you know, there's a lot of characters in the video game industry, like Cliffy B, David Jaffe,
Adam Vale,
Narambale. Kojima would be a good one. Dumeka mentioned it. Man, there's Cliffy so B many,
for
man.
For some reason. I don't know.
Cliffy B.
Brett and Brian said Dumeka. Oh, man.
Oh, Dumeka said Brett and Brian.
Yeah, he said Brett and Brian. That's funny. I keep forgetting we are internet gaming characters, too, in a way, you know.
Yo, man, we're a bunch of characters.
Or personalities, I should say.
Man, it would be interesting, but I don't think, like I mentioned, we had a discussion like not too long ago about Kojima, and I think it was Brett who said that Kojima was like this huge name, and I'm like, he's not that huge when you think about the grand theme, the scheme of things, because he you would never think he would get a South Park episode.
No way. He's not that big. You know, He's big among us gamers, obviously.
Yeah.
But outside of that, nobody knows who Kojima is.
Among us, he's God tier level.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
For the masses, it's like no one knows him.
No, he's like some random Japanese guy, you know,
some
random Asian. Yeah. They won't even know his ethnicity. Like some random Asian guy. Just an Asian guy with nice goatee. That's what they'll say about him, you know.
Well, he's like Hideo Kojima. What is he, like in Ohio?
Yeah, Ohio? Would you say Hideo?
Hideo Kojima? Hideo, the way he pops up. Hip hop, man. Yo, man, it's Hideo Kojima.
I call him Hideo. Yo, by the way,
shout out to hip-hop, man. Hip hop should be fucking South Park, man. He would be fucking.
Yo, spin a belt, spin a belt. Kenny, spin a belt.
Oh shit.
Yeah, hip hop. You know what? That's my answer. Hip hop gamer. Hip hop gamer and Torrance together. Oh my god, that'd be hilarious.
Oh shit.
They'll just be riffing jokes on each other the whole time. Oh man.
Fucking Torrance is fishing. There's an episode where he's like fishing.
Yeah, right. Hip hop gamer shows up with his belt. Yo, Torrance.
They make short jokes and fat jokes.
Oh, man. Manny, what about you? Gaming personality you want to see in South Park?
Gaming personality I would like to see in South Park. You know what? I would go with Cliffy B. I'd go with him.
Oh, Gabe Newell would be perfect.
I mean, I'm sure he's been on there already.
Gabe Newell looks like a South Park character.
It does look like a South Park character. Yeah. You know what? I'll change my answer to Gabe Newell.
There you go. Man, you know who would be a good one too, even though nobody heard of him? Because he looks like a South Park character? Metal Jesus. He looks like a South Park character.
Sounds like a fucking
South Park character. He sounds like one too. He does. Hey, guys. Welcome to my retro bin. Today, I'm hanging out with Reggie, and we're going to talk about this unreleased game.
unreleased game that no one's ever heard of, Super Mario Brothers. That's the internet joke with him. His hidden treasure games are often games that everybody's heard of.
On today's show, we're going to talk about a hit that no one has played, Contra 3 The Alien Wars. Coming to your life. All right. Anybody else, internet celebrities? Fuck that. Get me on South Park, man. Let's go.
It'd
be hilarious. I'll kill Kenny and shit.
It would be mean, though. You know that.
Oh, of course it'd be mean.
They're always mean. They're never going to just put you people on. You know, whoever gets on gets roasted.
Oh, of that's course. That's the, whole point of it. Have all the throwdown in there, you know?
Tony wouldn't mind that. Nah, he'd be laughing along with it.
Yeah, bring it, man. Let's go.
Yeah.
I'm probably one of the few gaming nerds I could actually laugh at himself, you know? You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers take themselves too seriously as in this industry.
The only thing is that, like, you know, that you'll just be angry that they animated you so horribly.
Yeah, that's like, yo, why am I moving in 2 frames a second, man? What the fuck is this shit? And then somebody comes on, cuts my head off or something, you know? Then I'll laugh my ass off, you know? Like, that's what, if I'm ever on South Park, at least kill me in a very cool way. I know how I want to be killed in South Park. The same way those motherfuckers wanted me to be killed on Twitter. I want a dinosaur to eat me. That's what I want. Either a dinosaur or an alien. Yes, I've had these threats thrown at me, people. I'm not kidding. fucking vegans, man. They're crazy. You know?
They want a dinosaur to eat you.
Yeah. Oh. Or just stab me in the face like this Zack Snyder cut people want, you know?
Oh. Jeez, man. People just get so pissy.
Well, this is a society.
Yeah, this is a society. Oh, my God. Why was I programmed to feel pain? He literally said, and then Jared Leto tweeted that. We live in a society like, no, irony is dead.
We'll see, man. We'll see. I mean, we're not going to get deep into it, but we'll see. You
know what the sad part is?
When does that come out?
I'm going to watch it. And I'm going to just roast.
Come out next month.
Yeah. The movie's already all right. Can I just like live tweet about it? I mean, I'm not spoiling nothing. I'm spoiling that it's a piece of shit, you know?
Just put.
I mean, it's not really out.
Yeah.
Not the
Snyder cut.
Yeah.
I like to joke about that. Can we have the Scott Snyder cut of that movie?
Yeah, well, that's your joke.
It'd be a much better movie if it was by him.
Yeah. All right, man, let's move on. Next question. This one is from Sub Gator.
Mr. Gator.
Let's go.
Right. Yo.
What is one gaming tip or trick that has always worked for you in games? He goes, I finesse RPGs and their economy. So that's one gaming thing that you're really good at finessing, like kind of circumventing the system, or just a little trick that always works for you and everything.
Dang.
Adam, I'm kind of looking at you because I know you do some shit, man.
Just boost. There's always, whenever it's like, oh, in order to get to this area, you have to be a certain level. Well, where can I farm and boost? And just keep killing these lower levels to just level up. And that's pretty much a lot of these games. You can just go to certain towns. There's always that one town. I remember in Destiny, there was that with Titan Land or whatever it was. Remember? And we would just wait till that big creature would spawn, kill it, and everybody would level up. So then by the time you did go out into the world, you were beefy.
So that's what you're really good at?
That's it. I sniff them out. That's the first thing I do. When I see that I have to do a whole leveling, oh, yeah, you're going to have to level up and farm, or like the Assassin's Creed Odyssey and all that bullshit. It's like, oh, you want to go over there? You have to be level 33. Fuck that shit. Let me find a good spot. Let me level up as much as I can from there and then run out into the world. I hate running that. Oh, well, now I can't compete in this level because I'm, you know, 5 levels down. They're going to kick my ass. It's going to be a pain in the ass. And then just keep climbing that ladder of struggling. I don't like doing that shit. It's not fun.
Not fun. By the way, Subgate is in the chat right now. What's going on, brother? Manny,
you go next.
What's one thing in games you do very well, like a trick or a hack or whatever? But it's all in game, you know, no bullshit codes or nothing.
I don't know. I mean, I can't say that I'm like, I mean, pressing buttons fast. That's all I got. 'Cause I mean, well, I can't say that. I can't say that I'm amazing at games. I'm the first to admit that. But you know, I at least can go through a game. But yeah,
you get the plastic, but, baby.
I mean, yeah. I mean, I guess I'm good at spending time. I mean, I can't really say that I've really exploited any sort of systems. I'm sort of, you know, just sort of pay attention to whatever the game is doing, or you kind of search or whatever, and I just kind of do it. I can't say I have anything special. Nothing special about me, son.
For me, I'm gonna cheat and go with two of them. I'm always really good at finding like a glitch or a blind spot, I should say, of a boss. Like, oh, the developers missed this shit, you know, and I'll just cheese them in a really cheesy way. Like, because, and this kind of ties in with my other one, right? Here's my trick when it comes to hack and slash games. I do the same combo in every fucking game. The same combo. Three light attacks and a hard one over and over and over again, and mixed in with dodging. I just do that over and over and over again. Works in every fucking game. Like, there's exceptions, obviously, like Ninja Gaiden, you can't get away with that shit, but I do that with every game. It works just fine. But you mix that in, like, basically finding, like, what is the optimal attack, the optimal cheesiest attack that'll work on a boss, and I do that and I win. This also ties in all together. Manny, you see me play Street Fighter. What do? I only use the hard buttons. I don't fucking do all that fancy shit. And it works.
He doesn't. You know? He doesn't use. He just uses hard buttons, maybe a medium every so often, but, you know, no.
And that works all the time. You know. So that's all my. I guess, you know, just to sum it up, I'm good at finding the path of least resistance, because one of the things I like about games is finding the most optimal way to play the game. Like, some people say that's not fun. To me, it's fun. Fun is trying to find the best way to play the game so I could beat it fast, so I could go do something else, you know. So that, I guess that's my trick, like finding the most optimal way of beating the boss, getting to a treasure, doing a fucking platformer thing. That's my thing. I always find the most optimal way. As a matter of fact, when I play games, you know, at fucking, you know, like event and demos, the developer's always like, fuck, you beat that fast. I'm like, yeah, man, I'm trying to win, baby. You know? I remember I was playing this one fucking game. It was more like, it was mostly supposed to be like a surreal type of game where you're supposed to explore the land and shit. I'm playing the game and the developer stopped me. He's like, why are you playing this like a speed run? I'm like, because I'm trying to beat the demo, bro. I'm only here for 5 minutes, you know? So I'm just naturally inclined to do that shit. All right, Carlos, what's one thing you're really good at games, like a trick or whatever that you exploit and you're really good at it?
I mean, what you mentioned earlier is kind of something that I do a lot too. It's like, yeah, I can find this combo that's going to take me through the rest of the game. I'm just going to use it the whole game. You know, why am I going to learn something else that's, you know, that's going to waste my time? The point of a game is to beat it.
Yep.
You know, it's, you know, unless it's like, I don't know, maybe a multiplayer game or something like that. Because even in multiplayer games, I kind of do that sometimes.
Multiplayer, that's where you really want to find that one thing that works, you know?
Mm-hmm. So kind of like Tony, is like, you find an exploit. It's like, oh, there's a freaking boss that can't go through a door, but you can still shoot through the door. Yep. and take the damage. I'm staying there the whole fucking battle, man. That's what I like to do. Going back to my dark history, man, I have a dark past. I used to hack Halo too.
Oh, you want to admit that shit?
I had mods and everything, man. I was underage too, man. So, you know, and it's part of it's past the statute of limitations. So I'm good.
Statute of limitations.
So I used to do that for Halo. I used to cheat. Halo 2.
No.
Not Halo 3. Definitely not Halo 5, because no one plays that. So yeah. So,
yeah. Here's the thing. At replaying games, you know, that's what taught me that too. Like, what is the most optimal way? I don't really replay games anymore because every game's 50 million hours long. But like, I still have those skills. I'm like, what is when I, and I find them, like, oh, that's how you do this shit. Like, yeah, if you get a boss stuck between a door or something, fuck, I'm good.
Do
it. You know, it's like, oh, I could climb this shit and the boss can't come up. You know, I just instinctively find this stuff, you know. Developers must hate a player like me. You know, it's like, this motherfucker's not playing the game the way he's supposed to, you know.
Well, they would love to have you as like a QA tester, because you would tell them like, oh, this is exploitable. I'm beating this game way too easily because I found this exploit.
Okay, but I'm not to go too off track. I remember somebody posted this video on Twitter. It was supposed to be like, you know, game developers watching QA people and quality assurance people play games. So on one side of the screen, you had this girl, right, who was supposed to be the game developer. On the other side, you had this guy putting like shapes inside of a box, and the box had holes in it, shaped like that, a triangle, a square, you know, a circle, shit like that, right? So the guy takes the first thing. It's a cube, right? Like the cube goes into the square, and the girl's like, "Yeah, that's right. Put in the square." And then he takes the rectangle. It's like the rectangle goes into the square. And she's like, "Yeah, you're good." So she's a happy game developer. They're playing the game the way they're supposed to. So he takes the fucking circle. The square goes, and she's like, "Go in the circle." The circle goes into the square. She's like, "Oh." And then she takes like a half moon. Like, put in the half moon. It's like the half moon goes into the square. Everything fit into the fucking square. That's me. That's how I play games.
I've seen that before. Yeah, that's pretty funny.
So when I saw that, I was laughing. I'm like, that's me. That's how I play games. I'm like, no, I'm not gonna put things where they're supposed to. I'm gonna find the quickest path of least resistance. You know. And by the end, the girl's fucking crying.
I have this big square, and all the shapes fit on it. Okay, I'm just using the square.
That's it, you know. Yeah, the girl, she's fucking crying by the end, having an existential crisis. It's hilarious. All right, so Brett, he doesn't want to participate tonight, so we'll move on to the next question.
I mean, he could be having some issues. Who knows?
Could be, but he's here in spirit. Part of me wants to kind of kick him out, so we'll have four perfect squares and shit, you know.
Oh no!
But we're not gonna do that. We got to keep Brett's warm body here, you know. Oh man! All right. Next up, we got Dumeke. All right.
Yo.
If Nintendo is considered the Disney of gaming, what do you think PlayStation and Xbox are or should be considered as? Very interesting question, sir.
Ah, man. I have so many issues with that assumption, though.
Uh-oh.
I wouldn't say
Orion.
Disney. I wouldn't say Disney is the... I mean, Nintendo is a Disney of gaming. Like, only because it's like they kind of have this image, you know? But other than that, that's the only thing that they have in common. Because Disney is a freaking huge-ass fucking corporation that has so much shit in the game. They have movie studios, they have theme parks, they have gaming, they have a lot of stuff. They got dogs. And fucking, I think the equivalent of that, I think, is Microsoft. I think they are the ones that come close to that because Microsoft has so much shit. Their gaming division is an important part, but it's not the biggest part. So I think I would equate Microsoft more to Disney than I would Nintendo. But in terms of just the type of image they're trying to portray to the public, I would kind of agree with that.
But going off of that, what would you consider the other ones then? If they are the Disney, as far in terms of image, because I agree with you in terms of like overreachingness, Microsoft is more like Disney than Nintendo is. Nintendo's just one thing, you know. Yeah. By the way, my asshole answer is PlayStation is like Sony. That'd be my fucking answer, you know. It's like, yeah, they got a little bit of this, got a little bit of that, you know. But they specialize in one thing. But it's true though. Think about it. PlayStation, like, you know, they have a lot of different things going on, but their main draw is like their Sony exclusives, right? And then the Sony company itself, their main thing is PlayStation, but they still got movies, right? They got fucking you know, the electronic department and a bunch of other shit. But in terms of image, so let's keep it with that. Let's keep it with image, you know. So if Nintendo has a squeaky clean image, what would you consider the other guys? What entities would they be? I got an answer. Sorry, okay. Carlos, to cut you off. But this is for old Microsoft, not really current Microsoft. Microsoft is like when they used to show videos, like the MTV, you know, like this, like, shocking fucking thing, like, "Hey, we're in your face, motherfucker," you know, like that's the old Microsoft, you know. It's like edgy and shit, you know. That's what I would equate them as, old MTV, you know, when MTV was good, like in the 80s and 90s and shit, when they used to show videos.
They just showed videos, period.
Yeah, that's all they did, you know?
Like, I didn't understand when they launched MTV2. I was like, oh, okay, so this is where they're going to show music videos, and the other one is just going to be all the reality shows. For, like, the first 6 months, that's what it was, just music videos. Then, nope, they started pushing all that Jersey Shore and all that other bullshit on it. So, then we had Fuse. Remember Fuse?
Fuse! Oh, that's why I'm reading to make his comments. He goes, he said at first we were seeing it the wrong way. Then as soon as I sent him to me, he's like, there you go. You got it. So he's thinking about that in terms of attitude, you know? So what would Sony be then? Attitude. Like, what is Sony's attitude?
I think Sony would be like,
well, I mean,
Tesla.
Okay. Tesla? Oh, keep going with that line of thought. I want to hear this.
Because they have one thing they're just really good at. And it's like, they don't really innovate in different ways. They have like one thing they're freaking like incredible at that everyone respects them for.
We're talking about PlayStation, and, right? Not Sony, PlayStation.
PlayStation, yeah.
And the thing they're good at is big, awesome narrative driven AAA games.
Yes.
Okay. But they also do other
things. So like every time Tesla's kind of like Apple in a way too. Mm-hmm. Like it's got like this cult following. Every time like that Tesla announces a car, or every time Tesla announces like the Cybertruck or the Semi, it's like everyone loses their fucking minds. And I think that's how I see Sony whenever they release a AAA exclusive game, a first party one.
Carlos, you're fucking me up right now, bro.
Oh, excuse me?
Fuck that. Nintendo is not like Disney. They're like Apple.
I was
hardcore like Apple. You know why? Because they have the same cultish fans like Apple does. Anytime Apple does something, even if somebody else did it first, their Apple fans will claim they did it first and love it. Same thing with fucking Nintendo fans. They do that shit all the time, you know?
Mm-hmm. That's a good... I think I would equate that more.
Yeah.
Even though Apple has the
Disney thing, man. Nintendo is Apple, you know?
Nintendo is Apple. Sony's Tesla. Microsoft is Disney. There you go.
That's it. We solved this. We did it. All right, that's it. All right, end of the stream. We're done.
Cancel the show. It's over.
That's it. Now we're done. Gentlemen. We can go home.
That's it. That can't top that.
Oh, myself. Better than you.
All right, let's move on, man. That was awesome. All right, do I have the next question lined up? Hope I do. Yes, I do. All right. Also from Dumeki. All right. Now that Super Nintendo World is a thing in Japan, what other company or game franchises do you think would have a great theme park and why? What would be the main attractions? For example, Planet Sera could be a Gears theme park where you get to use Lancer to cut through fake locusts and have paintball sections with lots of low walls to hide behind and mantle over, etc. Don't forget rubber walls so you can bounce off of. Yeah, that's actually dope. The Gears of War theme park. Adam would go to that shit. You know?
Why not?
Hey kids, we're going to Gears of War Land. Not again, Dad. Not again. He's gonna get
sick of that shit. You got that season long pass. We gotta soak it up.
Mm-hmm. They already have a Resident Evil one, don't they?
Japan does. Yeah, they have. They didn't have a Resident Evil Land. They had like Resident Evil themed things. Like they had like one of those sort of like. I think they do sort of have a ride or something like that for Resident Evil, and then they also have like a restaurant inside the Universal Park.
So. Okay, so let's go crazier. Resident Evil theme park, Raccoon City, right? All fucked up, and you get to go on these like crazy rides and shit. You get to go through like the RPD headquarters. You know, Mr. X is chasing you. You know, that'd be crazy. And then just for the hell of it, you get to go to this like old ass mansion, have like a 10-foot tall girl chasing after you too.
You know? Yeah, a lot of dudes would like
you
that.
You know that. Stop on my nuts, please. You know? Oh man. So that's my answer. Resident Evil theme park, man. Imagine that, like a Raccoon City themed park. That'd be crazy.
That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah.
To make it like that answer,
you know.
I would like a Fallout theme park.
Oh shit, that'd be crazy too.
That'd be pretty sick, man. Because like, not only is like it's all desolate. It's got all those things. It's like the 50s vibe. It's got those old songs. I don't want to see the world. That one. And yeah, it's like you have your own currency. Like it could be this whole day long event where it's like you leave the vault and you try to do stuff. That would be pretty cool.
Yeah, I like that.
You can do like separate escape rooms, like just like leaving the vault. Be pretty crazy.
Yeah. Ooh, Blitzio. BioShock. BioShock.
Oh, that would be crazy. The first one, yeah. Ooh.
Imagine that shit.
That'd be cool. Fucking sick.
It would have to be
getting chased by little sisters and shit, you know?
You would have to be on rails. It would be one of those where you're like just going through like a haunted mansion type thing and things are just coming out and you see like little door windows opening. Hey, come over here. And then it like follow a track. You press a button and then it moves down that track and goes down the stairs and shit. It would have to be one of those.
That rafter would be awesome. All right. What about you, Adam? Theme park. Now, even though I think he stole your answer by saying Years of War.
I'd like to see I don't know if they did the Mario Kart. At that Disney one, if they have something like that.
I mean, they have the Mario World, so who knows?
Is that there? I haven't seen anything with the cart. I just seen how everything looks blocky, but
I think it would be great. I just got an idea.
Yeah, it would be great if you just go in and it's like, all right, pick a cart. Next, you know, you're just driving around the whole world. That'd be awesome.
Yo,
just send you those tracks.
Yeah, Adam, you just put an idea in my head. You'll like this, and so will Carlos, even though it's kind of just Japan. Kamurocho from Yakuza, you know, but you get to do all the crazy Yakuza things, you know, you get to beat up on thugs, you get to do the kart racing and shit.
Well, you know, honestly, Yakuza, it's not far-fetched because that Yakuza is a fucking documentary, man, for all I know.
Yeah.
That already happened.
Now, what about Mr. Moneybags comes around?
Yeah, Mr. Shake'em, the dude dancing in the underwear.
Yup. Gotta do that. Oh, man. All right. Manny, theme park?
Theme park. That's a difficult one because y'all took the good. Oh, you know what? Legend of Zelda Land. Legend of Zelda Land.
That's good. That's good.
Literally, you have the castle at the end of the thing. You know, you get to go around through Hyrule, do all kinds of different little games, pull little things here. Yeah, so Legend of Zelda Land.
There you go.
Nobody said not Resident Evil Land.
Said that shit.
Yeah. What was the whatever?
Yeah, yo, Carlos, the whole Yakuza park would just be you doing side missions, man.
That would be worth it.
Yeah,
that would be awesome.
When you, because I was playing Dead Space 1 on.
Oh, I don't want that. Dead Space theme park would be.
Yeah, I'm just wondering. Scary. Did you have a special suit? The PS3 people have a special suit because the 360 had a special suit, and it was called 360 Xbox 360, and it was white.
Oh, I have no idea.
Do you remember that?
Like, no, I have no memory of this place. Carlos, you're better at that Gandalf shit than I am.
Wait, is that Brett?
I've been hearing that all night, but I think that's probably Brett's dog, you know?
Oh, darn. But
anyway, Carlos, do Gandalf, man. I have no recollection of this place. Oh, I have no memory of this place.
I have no memory of this place.
Oh, man.
Servant of the sacred flame. Flame of Odin.
Yeah, man.
Back to the shadow, Frodo beckons.
That whole Mine of Moria section was fucking crazy, man.
You shall not pass.
Yo, my favorite, not to go too off topic, man, because I was thinking about this like the other day. My favorite part of that whole movie, you know, the whole movie you saw some Fellowship of the Ring, when they're surrounded by like 50 million fucking orcs in the mines, and you hear that roar, and all of them scatter, and you're like, what the fuck just scared those motherfuckers?
Man, you know?
It's so good.
It drives me crazy how fucking, like, I don't know if I felt that type of way with this fucking trilogy is, like, recently, man.
Yeah, no, that trilogy was the last movie trilogy that made me feel like that about a movie. So I'm like, holy shit, you know?
Yeah, man, it was fantasy Star Wars for me.
Yeah,
I mean, Star Wars is kind of fantasy, but you know what I mean.
Yeah,
high fantasy Star
Wars.
Sci fantasy. But anyway, we're not here to talk about movies. We're here to talk about games. All right, next question.
I am Gandalf the White.
All right,
Gandalf the White.
This is from Logic Wins. Right.
Yo.
What are your opinions on the recent rumors of Microsoft acquiring. Let me finish this question, guys. What are your opinions on the recent rumors of Microsoft acquiring Ubisoft and Techland? How likely is it that these acquisitions come to fruition? All right, Techland. Okay, scaling it back a little bit. When I read this question, I'm like, where the fuck are you guys finding this shit? You know? Then I looked it up because got to do my due diligence here, right? Turns out yesterday, or when you know, from the time of this recording yesterday, on the 13th, Techland had to go on Twitter to say, no, Microsoft's not buying us. Then Microsoft said, no, we're not buying them. It's like, that's how crazy this rumor got, you know? And this all started, and I'm gonna try to be diplomatic about this, as diplomatic as I can. This rumor started from... Just let me finish it. I know you guys are going to go off. I'm trying to control myself. This rumor started by a YouTuber. Some big YouTuber.
Here we go.
Yeah, you see, I knew it. I know, I feel the same way. So a big YouTuber, his name is ACG. I've never heard of him. So
we all know ACG.
I don't know who the fuck that is.
That's Carrick. That's the one that does all those game reviews.
Michael Carrick?
I don't know who the fuck you're talking about.
We always talk about this fucking guy. This guy does these long half-hour reviews. Yeah, even Brian. We're always talking about him.
All right, well, I don't know.
ACG. But but that's the thing. He's not a bullshitter. He's not a gossiper. He does the game reviews and that's it. So if he says something, somebody legit told him. He's the one that whenever he does a review, he gives a copy of the game away. Even if someone gives him a free one, he buys it and gives it to somebody.
Okay. Well, he's the one that said that he heard a rumor.
So you then know? That means
number one,
somebody in the business. He doesn't talk shit. He never talks shit.
Number one,
he's not one of those.
If he doesn't have, like, I don't think you should listen to most YouTubers because most of them have absolutely no real connections to anybody in the industry.
He does.
I'm saying.
And he's not a news guy. He's not a news guy.
If he's not a news guy, so yeah. Well,
whatever the case was, it was already debunked. So, you know, he can't be that on it. You know, not hating on the guy.
It's got to be somebody. I'm telling you, from all the years, and it's been at least 6 or 7 years, that motherfucker's never been wrong about anything. And he's never talked gossip, though. He's been on point with all the games. Even Brian can talk about it. That's one person. That's the only fucking reviewer that I actually watch.
Really?
I don't know who he's talking about.
I don't know who the fuck these guys are, man.
You do know. When you see it, you're like, oh, I know this guy.
I don't pay attention to these guys, man.
You said the same thing before when we talked about him.
Because I don't know who the fuck he is, you know?
He'll know when you see it.
No, I don't think he's going to see it.
I don't know. I don't pay attention to these YouTube gaming guys, man. I really don't.
Can't see. He's not. Whatever. Forget it. Let's move on. You're not going to get it.
So obviously that was debunked. That was all horse shit. And then the Ubisoft one, I don't know where the fuck that came from. Microsoft is not buying Ubisoft. Get out of here with that shit.
After buying Zenimax.
After Zenimax, they would have to pay as much money for Ubisoft.
No more.
You know what? I'm sorry. You're 100% right. Think about it. Zenimax, those Bethesda games, as high lauded and praised as they are, they've been falling off lately. Ubisoft has been going up and up and up and up for years. They would have to pay more than $7.5 billion for Ubisoft. More, you know? So, yeah, no, that ain't happening. That is not fucking happening whatsoever. Manny, go ahead.
Haven't they been losing money?
They haven't. Not Ubisoft, bro. If we had Chris here, he could break down the financials, but Ubisoft has been good. You know, especially after
They said Vikings didn't hit their numbers. Watch Dogs, Legions failed.
Those two did. You know, but Division I'm talking about overall. 2
didn't hit their numbers.
Yeah, but Ubisoft. You know, but think about you forgot about a certain Siege. You know, that's still bringing in money.
But that's just DLC stuff.
But it's still bringing in money, Adam. Yeah, GTA is just DLC shit. You know,
If you put a million, there's only so much that game can carry.
Yeah, but it's been carrying. It's been carrying. That's the point. Manny, what were you going to say?
Oh, I don't know. I just lost my thought because I got interrupted.
It was about the rumors of Microsoft buying Ubisoft.
Oh, again, let's say why they already did their big purchase. They got literally probably one of the biggest companies out there. Mm-hmm. You think they're gonna blow another amount of that on another studio?
They're
if
not.
Anything, I say the their best bet would probably be to squeeze under the radar and pull out a company that already does stuff. Like, in other words, like, yeah. Okay, it's not the Call of Duty, not EA, but one of the companies that develops Call of Duty, like Treyarch or something like that. Yeah. Maybe, but I don't see them. I don't foresee them doing any of that sort of stuff right now. I think they have their shit. Now it's about waiting for that shit to drop.
That's right. They're cooking it right now. You know, still not.
It's cooking.
The thing with
yo, you cooking? All right, my bad. Go ahead.
The thing with Ubisoft, it's like the Bethesda deal was what, $7 billion.
$7.5 billion.
Freaking the Ubisoft market cap on the stock market is over $9 billion.
Shit.
So they probably have to pay more than that.
More, yeah.
So, that's, I don't see, Microsoft has the money, but I don't see them doing that anytime soon.
Yo, Carlos, you, like buying, Manny some mentioned- stock, you buying some stocks on Ubisoft now, bro?
Nah. But like many mentioned, it's like they have a lot of things cooking that nothing has come to fruition yet. So why are they going to keep cooking more stuff that they're not sure of when they need it? You know, they need to prove themselves with the stuff they have, because they have a lot of stuff right now. They have a lot of cooks in the kitchen. So just make sure that works first. Then worry about your next big fish.
Yeah, there's always a bigger fish.
There's always a bigger, yep.
Recording movies tonight, man.
You know?
Now I remember when we brought up Carrick last time. He was the first to report about the PS5 having the issue where it was crashing, and they sent him another one when he was doing the review of it, because they sent him one for review, and then it crashed, and then that made the rounds that they were shipping him dead. And that was the one he said, hey, listen, it was probably just me, but this is what happened. He sent him another one, and then that one also died.
Oh, shit. I do remember us covering it. I just didn't know. Again, yeah, one ear out the other with these fucking YouTubers, you know? And yes, I realized the irony that we are on YouTube. You know? I don't consider myself a YouTuber. I just put my shit on here. You know? I'm just Tony, man. I do my thing. That's it. All right. And the next...
Tony is a good YouTuber. Go follow him.
Yeah.
That's another dude. That's
Tony. Actually, hey, I'm in the actual industry, so you could believe me, you know, over some random YouTube guy, you know.
He talks underwear. Not gaming.
All right, awesome, Fergus, baby. Man, appreciate you asking questions, but we've answered these before, brother. Answer these questions before. So we'll just quickly answer them. What game have you played the most in your life? We answered this a while ago. But the question was, like, how many hours, or what game did you put the most hours into? Who the fuck knows, man? I play so many. Who the fuck knows?
Halo 2 for me. I don't know how many hours, but I'm 100% positive it's Halo 2.
Yeah. Adam, I think you had the same answer. Like, you don't fucking know.
Keep track of this. And, you know, how do you equate that? Like, then that could be something like Final Fight or something. Like, I'll always go back and just replay that on a ROM. Does that count every fucking time I beat through that shit?
Right, yeah.
Do I add that?
Tony, I have an answer.
All right. Is it Warframe?
It's Warframe.
It's Warframe.
It's Warframe. I have over 4,000 hours. And that's it. Yeah.
Yo, I just find it funny that even if Brian having 4,000 hours in Warframe, that's still only half of the hours Big Mike puts into PlayStation in a year. Big Mike is crazy, man. Like, my Big man, there's 8,000 hours in a year, and he puts 7,000 hours into PlayStation every year. Bruh. I'm and a game like, reviewer, and I don't even play that much fucking PlayStation. I play like, what did I get last year, 120 hours or something? It's fucking crazy.
I wonder what Riku's stats are. No,
my bad. What am I talking? I had the illest fucking number count last year. 666. Number of the beast. Praise hail Satan. All right, Mr. Satan, by the way, you know, not the devil, Mr. Satan, the guy with the afro. Mr.
Satan!
Praise hail, Mr. Satan!
Mr. Satan!
Manny, your answer is the same as mine. It's like, who the fuck knows? You don't know what game you played the most.
I don't know. I mean,
you asking us old geezers this shit? We don't know, man. We've been gaming since 1976.
And that PlayStation shit.
I wasn't even born and I was still gaming, you know?
That PlayStation shit started coming out where you could actually track your hours and the touch of how many hours you played in a game. I'm like, okay, wow, okay. I did play that for quite a long time.
You know?
I mean, some games like the old, like not all games, all old games don't actually give you a little number counter. Some of the old ones used to, especially Final Fantasy games, they actually used to put a little number counter on the bottom. But I remember when for Final Fantasy VII, I went over the maximum amount of hours that the clock, so the clock stopped. So I don't know how many hours I played on it, but it must have been a lot because the clock stopped.
Yo, could you imagine if we were playing like on NES back in the day, and at the end of each session, we would track how many hours we would have? You know, just preparing for the day that we would have a podcast so we could answer this question. You know. Oh man,
you know, it's funny.
Who the fuck knows, man? We play so many games, so many hours. Because the thing is, when we were younger, we had all the time in the world, you know, playing games all day, every day for years, you know. So who
all
knows?
Day physical,
you all day physical. That's right. All right, so we've answered that one before, and the next one we've also answered as well. What is the hardest platinum trophy you ever gotten? So we can just one word answer and move on. Adam, hardest platinum trophy.
I don't think anything hard. It's just time consuming, and it's got to be the Wildlands.
No, Wildlands.
Just it was just so time consuming. Just getting all the resources. Everything had to be maxed out. So it's like if you unlocked one tier, everything had to have all the stars, all the bars, and that just took forever. It wasn't like just unlock that area. No, you had to max out level 5, max everything out. I fucking hated that. So, but I did it, but that took months of just farming shit.
Yeah, and we documented all that on Throwdown. All right, Manny, hardest trophy. You don't have to go to a story, just whatever hardest platinum trophy you got.
Oh, the hardest platinum was for Black Sad the fucking game.
That's a recent one.
A recent one, man. Because that shit, because that game is so fucked up and broken. It's a good game, but it's broken as hell. Literally, there's so many factors that just simply playing the game and trying to figure out, okay, what things will I need to be able to do to get this thing? In fact, it was to the point where people actually thought that the fucking trophies for that game were glitched.
Oh, man.
Again, I would say, if you liked the Black Side, yeah, you can play that game. But, that is such a difficult play. Just Cyberpunk, I know you're messed up. But Black Sad crashed way more times than I've ever seen any Cyberpunk run.
All right. I'm going to skip Carlos. He don't get platinums, right? So my answer is...
Hey, man, fuck you.
What's the hardest platinum you ever got, man?
Spider-Man.
Fuck out of here with that shit. That's a baby platinum, too, you know?
That is technically true, but, I mean, I think my most intriguing answer would be what's my best near platinum, and that would be I'm 2 trophies away from getting the platinum in Final Fantasy 15.
Excuse me?
And 3 for Burnout remastered or whatever.
Burnout's easy. We could get help and get that. By the way, I got the platinum in both of those games, bro.
Under
my hardest I'm breaking rank and I'm giving 2 answers, man.
Oh shit.
Final Fantasy 13, right? That's one of the first ones. Took me 2 weeks farming for one fucking material that I needed to build a sword. And the worst part is, during that time, the GTA 4 DLCs came out, right? It's a PlayStation. They had been out on Xbox for a year. And I was like, fuck, I want to play these DLCs badly, but I can't play them until I get this fucking platinum. That game was what broke me. That game made me go, Tony, If a game is giving you too much problem with platinum, fuck it, leave it alone, play something else, right? And then the other one, and I just talked about it, GTA 4. The online in that game was broken as fuck. So basically any progress you made online in that game, it would erase it if you log off, right? And one of the trophies was to beat every online mode. There was 120 online modes, including all the races, right? So what I would do is I left my PlayStation on for like a fucking week, you know? I would log on. I'm playing with this one dude from Germany. This is PS3 era. There was no voice chat at this time. We're fucking texting, keeping coordinated, getting on his hours. Like, I would sleep 4 hours and shit. We would take shifts and shit. This one motherfucker from Germany, motherfucker barely spoke English, but we fucking did it, man. After like a week, we got that trophy, you know? And then there was another one. It was called Avidasen Petrovic, which is also part of the multiplayer one, where we had to get like $1 million, and we grinded on this one specific mission for a month, you know? Fucking insane, man. But it was very, very satisfying. I'm one of the people who got that platinum. I platinum is not fucking easy on PlayStation 3, you know? And,
I guess it's not the platinum, but it's just, you just brought back a memory of, there was a trophy that was on Rainbow Six 2 on 360, and you had to get a full lobby.
Chivo.
And it was like 16 people or some shit, but it was a pain in the ass because they had to sit there for a certain amount of time. So we would get all these other people. It was more than that. It was a lot of fucking heads. I forgot. It was a lot. And we would get, and once some people would jump on, we would have them get on a headset and say, hey, if you got any friends that have this game, get them to get on. And it took hours just to get the full lobby. Eventually it popped. And then once it popped, we tried to get everyone to stay because there was always somebody that said, hey, I have a friend that needs this. Hold on. Let me call him to see if he can get on. And it spent hours. We spent hours on it just sitting there, just trying to get everybody this fucking trophy.
Yo, that reminds me of that fucking burnout trophy. In the stadium, remember that shit? We had to have 8 dudes in there, you know.
Oh yeah, that bullshit.
That was ridiculous.
I think we did.
Yeah, we got it.
I think we got every trophy that we tried to get.
Yeah,
for that game. I mean, Tony definitely got the platinum.
I got the platinum twice in that fucking, because I got it on PS3 and then on PS4. You know, nice, love me some burnout. All right, that's gonna do it for us, people. So, plugs. Does anybody have to plug anything here? Man, he's looking around.
I mean, I'm looking for my visual aids, but that's okay, whatever. So yeah, coming out this Tuesday is Immortal Wonder Woman number 2.
Wonder Woman.
Featuring a story done by myself, Aletha Martinez, and Mark Morales, and Ella McKinley on Nubia. This continues the story from Nubia from the previous issue, and that's coming out Tuesday. On Wednesday, what we got is Excellence! Because Excellence is real. Yeah, that's finally Excellence number 10 is coming out. And we also have a big announcement that we are going to be doing a Kickstarter for the Ultimate Omnibus Edition of Excellence, which will include every single issue of Excellence and all kinds of other really cool stuff. We actually recorded a video for that pretty recently. So stay tuned for that. So that's what I got going on.
Good stuff. Adam, you got anything to plug?
Not yet. I mean, The Walking Dead's coming back next week, so we'll talk more when it gets closer. But yeah, that's pretty much it. Nothing else going on.
I Am Negan is returning, man.
Yeah, that's it. Go ahead. If you watch Walking Dead or any of that stuff, sub up.
All right. I don't really have anything to plug for myself, but I'm going to plug something else from a friend of ours, Mr. Danny Pena, Gamertag Radio. He did the impossible. So he interviewed Reggie Fils-Aimé, right? And he, Reggie came off like a human being. Couldn't believe it. Nice. I believe it. Like,
he's allowed now, right?
That's he can talk. So what was cool is like Danny starts the whole interview off asking him like, "How did you get started?" And I didn't know, you know. I mean, I knew this before, but initially I didn't know that this guy was from New York. He grew up in the Bronx, right?
Yeah, he's from the Bronx,
you know. And I could talk about it, you know, at the time of this recording, the episode just went live, so I could talk about it. So yeah, he talked about how him and his brother got robbed for 50 cents in the Bronx, you know, trying to get a newspaper and shit. And just hearing these stories, I'm like, damn, you know, I'm like, oh shit, he's saying shit I could relate to, you know, because Reggie's never a relatable person, you know what I'm saying? He was always the epitome of the corporate suit, you know, so it was really cool that Danny got that out of him. And before you guys ask, no, Danny did not ask him about the GameStop situation because Reggie wasn't going to talk about that shit, you know?
No. So they probably told him at the beginning certain things he couldn't talk about.
No, but he didn't even bring it up. It was never part of the discussion. There was, you know, he didn't have to pre-prepare or anything like that, you know, but he was never going to ask that in the first place because he was like, this is stupid. And he wants the interview to be evergreen. You can listen to it in 10 years and still get something out of it, you know? The only thing
I'll hit back on that. The whole GameStop thing is that shit's going to live on. That's evergreen. People are going to be talking about the GameStop short squeeze for fucking decades, man.
Yeah, but Reggie was not going to answer it anyway. So why?
Yeah, I know. He wasn't going to talk about it. I mean, it would be nice. I mean, and this is just me.
Yeah,
it would be nice if like it's like like if they agreed upon it. It's like, yeah, we're not going to talk about this. So just to mention a top of the show, because if one of the executives at GameStop is going to be on a podcast a week after the biggest news in finance and in fucking gaming comes out, it's like, it's important to mention that. It's just me though.
Yeah. Fair enough. All right. So yeah,
even though I can understand they're not gonna, he can't talk about it.
Yeah, he's not gonna talk. So it's kind of like a way. There's certain questions I would love to ask certain people. I just don't, because I know they're not gonna answer it. You know, man, that's it. So yeah, go check that. I think it's episode 1061. Really good stuff. Again, Reggie came off like a human. The New York stories got me. I'm like, oh shit, I can relate to that, because New York was fucked up back in the day. You know. Mm-hmm. And that's gonna do it for us. Oh, what's up?
If you think about it, it's probably what set him on his trajectory, growing up in the Bronx, doing all that stuff, working towards something better for himself.
Yeah.
It's an interesting thing.
So, yeah, everybody go check that out. It's pretty cool. All right. So that's going to do it for us people. So make sure you follow us on Twitch and Twitter and subscribe on YouTube and join the Discord, where it is always popping. And if you're watching us on YouTube, make sure you hit like and subscribe if you liked this episode. We always got a bunch of cool things coming at you, man. You can find us on any podcast app by searching for Throwdown Show. And you can visit throwdownshow.com to listen to past episodes. Links to all that good stuff is down below. Once again, our show is Tony Polanco. Tonight I was joined by Emilio Lopez.
See you later, guys.
Carlos Romero.
Hey, take care, everyone. Later, people.
You got one more Jew, man.
Deuces.
There you go. All right. And Adam Vale.
Have a good week, everyone.
All right, people. See you on Thursday. Later.
Peace out.